तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
SBS South Asian।
नमस्ते, एसबीएस नेपालीको अर्को प्रस्तुतिमा स्वागत छ, म कृष्ण पोखरेल। अब पालो भएको छ अस्ट्रेलियामा संघीय निर्वाचन नजिकै जाँदा वर्तमान प्रधानमन्त्री एन्थोनी अल्बनिजी र विपक्षी दलका नेता पिटर डटन बीचको तेस्रो चुनावी बहसका बारेमा कुराकानी गर्ने। च्यानल नाइनले सञ्चालन गरेको तेस्रो चुनावी बहसका क्रममा सुरुमा दुवै नेताले पोप फ्रान्सिस प्रति श्रद्धाञ्जली दिएका थिए। आफ्ना एजेन्डा मतदाता सामु राख्ने अवसरका रूपमा हेरिएको बहसमा पहिले बोल्ने अवसर पाएका विपक्षी दलका नेता पिटर डटनले बितेको 3 वर्ष अस्ट्रेलियाली जनताका लागि त्यति सुखद नरहेको दोहोर्याए।
Over the course of last 3 years, people have gone through the biggest drop in living standards in any other country compared to any other country in the world. We need to make sure that we can get our country back on track, that we can help manage the economy.
प्रतिक्रियामा प्रधानमन्त्री एन्थोनी अल्बनिजीले लेबरको योजना अस्ट्रेलियाका जनताको सुनिश्चित भविष्यमा केन्द्रित रहेको बताएका छन्।
Labor's plan is to build Australia's future and to build your family's future. We have immediate support through cost of living assistance whilst making sure that we invest in the future.
रोए मोर्गनको पछिल्लो सर्वेक्षणले लेबर 55.5% साथ सरकारमा फर्कने देखाएको छ, जसको मतलब गठबन्धनले भने 44.5% चित्त बुझाउनु पर्नेछ। तर सर्वेक्षणको नतिजाप्रति लिबरल नेता त्यति सन्तुष्ट देखिएनन्। चुनावी अभियानमा हिलो छ्याप्ने गरी लेबरले नकारात्मक विज्ञापनमा पैसा खर्चिएको आरोप उनले लगाए।
Over the course of the next few days, they're going to have to make a decision about what's in their best interest and what's in our country's best interest.
बसका क्रममा सञ्चालिका एली ल्याङटनले पहिलेकै योजनाहरू दोहोर्याउनु भन्दा नयाँ कुरा गर्न आग्रह गरिन्, जसमा एकले अर्काका बारेमा बोलेको सबैभन्दा ठूलो झुटको खुलासा गर्न र त्यसमाथि बचावका लागि समय दिएकी थिइन्। पिटर डटनले यसको फाइदा उठाउँदा एउटै मात्र नभएर धेरै झुटहरू रहेको बताए।
A company that is a donor to the Labor Party, full of donor Labor staffers, discredited, and it is at odds with the $120 billion figure for the construction of nuclear power sites, which is the CSIRO figure, in relation to Medicare, the whole Medicare scare campaign, which has been going on at subsequent elections for a long period of time. The fact is that bulk billing has plummeted under this Prime Minister. People can't afford to go to the doctors because the out-of-pocket expense now is about $43 per person when you're going to the doctor.
प्रतिरक्षामा एन्थोनी अल्बनिजीले भने डटनले प्रस्तुत गरेको तथ्याङ्क नै गलत रहेको बताए।
Medicare is at the center of this campaign and we will strengthen Medicare. Peter uses a figure about bulk billing that takes into account the fact that Australians had to get COVID shots during the pandemic and that boosted artificially the numbers. But the truth is bulk billing was in free fall because the incoming Liberal government, the last time they won, ripped $50 billion out of the hospital system. This minister, when Peter was the health minister, tried to introduce a GP tax, which would have abolished bulk billing altogether. And when he couldn't do that, what happened was that there was a 6-year freeze on the Medicare rebate, which sent bulk billing into free fall. In the budget, prior to you coming to office, you ripped $80 billion out of those two items in 2014.
Prime Minister, you couldn't lie straight in bed, honestly. This is unbelievable.
You can go to abuse.
No, well, it's just the reality.
You can go to personal abuse. That's a sign of desperation, Peter, frankly.
As he's lying.
That's a sign of desperation. Go to the 2014 budget papers. People can do that online. It's all available.
एकअर्कालाई दोष दिन केही समय व्यतीत गरेपछि आवास सम्बन्धी मुद्दामा पिटर डटन फर्किए। डटनले नेगेटिभ गियरिङ र क्यापिटल गेन ट्याक्स सम्बन्धी आफ्नो नीतिमा कुनै पनि परिवर्तन नआएको बताएका छन्।
I want to make sure that we can have the tax settings in place so that we can encourage investment because young Australians have to rent for a period of time until they can afford to get into their own home and if we don't have investors in the market then we don't have that rental accommodation and we reduce the stock of housing.
यता प्रधानमन्त्रीले भने सरकारको ध्यान आवास सम्बन्धी बढेको मागलाई सम्बोधन गर्नेमा केन्द्रित रहेको बताए।
What we are concentrating on is supply. We won't be making the changes that you suggest because we're concerned that it would have a negative impact on supply and would push up rents. That is why we are not making those changes and we haven't done so. But this idea that the housing crisis has occurred over the last 2 years is just a nonsense. Just a nonsense and everyone out there knows that it's the case. And they didn't even bother to have a housing minister for half of the time that they were in government.
जीवनयापनको बढ्दो लागत गम्भीर विषय भएको भन्दै प्रधानमन्त्रीले सरकारले विभिन्न खाले सहयोगलाई जारी राखेको पनि बताएका छन्.
We understand that many people are doing it tough, which is why we've provided significant cost of living relief. But we've had to do it in a way that put that downward pressure on inflation. As a result, inflation has a 2 in front of it, 2.4. But at the same time, we've created a million jobs.
डटनले भने कमोडिटी मार्केट र बढेको ब्याजदरलाई व्यवस्थापन गर्न नसकेको सरकारलाई आरोप लगाए. गठबन्धनले इन्धनको मूल्य घटाउने योजना बनाएको र यसले हरेक अस्ट्रेलियनलाई ठूलो राहत दिने पनि उनको भनाइ थियो.
It goes across the economy, so it's not just for families who are doing it tough. Pensioners are really doing it tough because they've got fixed incomes and rising costs under this government. Electricity's up by 32%, gas is up by 34%. And for those pensioners and self-funded retirees, for small businesses as well, they benefit. So whether petrol's at $2 a litre or $1.50 a litre, it will always be 25 cents cheaper under us.
कार्यक्रम सञ्चालिकाले प्रधानमन्त्रीलाई अस्ट्रेलियाको पछिल्लो समय सबैभन्दा जोखिम केमा छ भनेर प्रश्न गरेकी थिइन्.
Complacency and the uncertain world that we inherit. In an uncertain times, it's the last time where you'd want to take a risk. Peter spoke about his long experience, and that's true, but that's the problem. Every Pacific leader remembers him joking about water lapping at their doors. For the Pacific Island neighbours, it's not a joke, climate change. It's something that is the entry fee to credibility in our region.
अन्तिममा त्यहाँ उपस्थित नौजना पत्रकारको टोलीले बहसको नतिजा सार्वजनिक गरे, जसमा पिटर डटन अल्बनीजी भन्दा एक अङ्कले अगाडि देखिए. बुधबारसम्म प्रारम्भिक मतदान अन्तर्गत 2,30,000 अस्ट्रेलियनहरूले आफ्नो मत प्रदान गरिसकेका छन्. चुनावको मुख्य दिन अर्थात् मे 3 अघि नै 50% मतदाताले आफ्नो मत जाहेर गरिसक्ने बताइन्छ. चुनावी बाचाहरूका साथ दलहरूले आफूलाई कसरी प्रस्तुत गर्छन् भन्ने कुरा अहिलेको समयमा निकै महत्वपूर्ण रहने बताइन्छ. यी जस्तै अन्य सामग्रीहरूका लागि हाम्रो वेब पेज sps.com.au/nepali जानुहोस् वा हाम्रा सोसल मिडिया च्यानलहरू फेसबुक, इन्स्टाग्राम र एक्समा @sps नेपाली र युट्युबमा @sps साउथ एसियनलाई क्रमशः लाइक, फलो र सब्सक्राइब गर्नुहोस्. अनि हाम्रा थप प्रस्तुतिहरू एसपिएस अडियो एप मार्फत पनि सुन्न सकिन्छ. तपाईँले एप स्टोर र गुगल प्लेबाट यो एप निशुल्क डाउनलोड गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने सबै प्लेटफर्महरूमा पनि हामी उपलब्ध छौँ. एसपिएस नेपाली पोडकास्ट भनेर अनलाइनमा खोज्नुहोस्.
अनलाइन र सोसलमा थप सामग्रीहरू पाउनुहोस्. sbs.com.au/nepalima जानुहोस् वा फेसबुकमा SBS नेपालीलाई फलो गर्नुहोस्.
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्. SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्.